Colorado Springs. The temperature holding on to 30 degrees at the airport. Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, a man who spends a whole lot of saddle time on a two-wheeler doing good things, Mr. Jim Balsarovich of the Patriot Guard Riders. Hey, Jim.
Hi, Ted. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderfully well. How long has it been since we've talked?
Oh, I'm guessing it's probably been 8 or 9 months.
Oh, that's way too long, man. Let's reintroduce everybody to you, and let's talk a little bit about what the Patriot Guard Riders' mission is. Jim, tell us about you.
Well, I'm just a regular guy, nothing special. I'm just with the organization called the Patriot Guard Riders. We support military and first responders. Primarily, we're there to honor fallen service members, fallen first responders, and support their families in any way we can.
Absolutely, and you do that in a wonderful way. What is a website? I think people should learn more about you because you always invite members of the public to attend whenever you are standing and saluting a fallen service member or a first responder.
Sure, everything we do is posted on our website. It's www.coloradopgr.org. There's a missions tab, and then there's a forum there that lists everything we do. There's distinguished between Southern Colorado, Denver, Western Slope. So we have people all over the state, actually all over the country, but our state chapter is coloradopgr.org.
Thank you very much for that. Again, coloradopgr.org. Take a look at the website and do participate whenever you can. Jim and I will spend some time together. We'll try to do that a little bit more regularly, Jim, especially when you are saluting somebody. There's a term you use for somebody who has fallen but has no family.
Well, there's different terms, but we kind of refer to them as unaccompanied veterans.
That's it. That's it. And that's how you and I met, was we got to tell a couple of those stories, and they are compelling and they're moving, and hundreds of people generally show up to help you salute those veterans. And again, thank you for that work. On to the topic at hand. You're doing a PGR toy run, and this is what I enjoyed so much about this media advisory. It's your fifth, almost, annual toy run to collect toys and gifts for families. Now, I know your tongue was in your cheek when you put the word almost in there, but you got almost 5 years on your belt doing this.
Well, yeah, I've been doing the Patriot Guard for about 8 years. We've kind of fumbled with getting a regular established toy run. That's what the almost is. So we've kind of been figuring it out as we go, and we're getting a little better at it, I hope, I think. So we have it coming up on Halloween next Saturday, a week from tomorrow. And everybody that rides is invited to come out and ride with us. And the only fee or entry fee for it is to bring a new unwrapped $20 toy per bike. And if you don't ride, but you'd like to support this effort, and I'll tell you what it's about here in just a second, but if you don't ride and would like to support, you're still welcome to come by and drop off a toy. We're going to be setting up at the American Legion Post 38. We do a lot with the American Legion groups, and they're very supportive of us, and we try and be supportive of them. So on Saturday the 31st, we will be staging our toy run between 9:30 and 10:30 a.m. It's American Legion Post 38. The address is 6685 Southmore Drive, Fountain, Colorado. We will, again, take drop-offs if anybody just wants to come by and drop toys off. The cause for this, it's the Tragedy Assistance Program and Survivor Outreach Services on Fort Carson. They support families of fallen troops that have, you know, families that have lost a member, be it, you know, whatever the cause may be. There's a lot of unfortunate, costs of service. And right now, one of the high ones is suicide, that's well known, veteran suicide, but active duty suicides. And, you know, these, unfortunately, they a lot of times leave behind young families. And this is just one little thing we're trying to do. We're collecting these toys, and then the organization on Fort Carson, the TAPS SOS. They support all branches of the military. It's not just the Army. They're based on Fort Carson, but they support all branches, and they support across a 5-state region. So it goes beyond local.
But so you
we're
can
collecting these toys. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you can participate whether you ride whether you're a motorcycle rider or not by offering a donation of $20. A new toy, unwrapped, or a gift card. That can be per motorcycle that you are with, or it can be something that you just simply drop off at the American Legion Post on Southmore Drive in Fountain. The date is the 31st of October. It's Halloween. 9:30 to 10:45 is when the group gathers, and then off you go from there on a 30-mile ride and working on this wonderful mission to not only make yourselves known, make your presence felt, but benefit those kids in families who have lost somebody in some awful way, whether it's suicide or in war or in battle or combat, and to brighten up their holidays a little bit. Jim, we cannot thank you enough for giving us a couple of minutes today and for all of the work you do on behalf of military veterans and their families.
Well, we're always honored to do so, and thank you for your time and helping us spread the word.
You're very welcome, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right, Ted, thank you much.
Thank you. 4:43 the time at 4:45. Traffic and weather still ahead. Your sports report.